Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I have it memorized, and then the guy's like, bring it down. Come down. See, you're doing good. You just can't be afraid. That's all. Like, that has anything to do with it. Like, don't being be afraid. And then the guy's like, the machine's not moving. And it's like,
he really goes screaming.
And then if you watch the whole video on YouTube, because the one I saw initially was like a clipped off one, the whole one is like 20 seconds longer. He's all, please. He sounds like fucking Shaggy. Like, dude, it's crazy. But the guy, the piece of shit listening to it, you could tell he's like a black Mexican dude. Because he's like, bring it down. See, you doing good. Like, you can tell. It's like Fast X is watching him do it. Anyway.
See, you doing good.
That's my meme at the house.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we had YouTube when we were in high school? Fuck.
Well, fucking Jacob can. How was that? How was having YouTube in high school?
Oh, man. It was... There was a lot more human deaths on it. You know, like, it was less restrictive. Like,
it was peak YouTube.
You could find little gems here and there. But
to me, peak YouTube was shrimp on a treadmill, hands down. It's just a shrimp on a treadmill, dude.
I think it was. The peak, when I didn't really know what was going, that it was the peak at the time, because I didn't, now I understand more. But it was fucking Filthy Frank.
Filthy Frank?
Like, all that of that
was
shit.
That was a peak. Yeah, Filthy Frank and Max Mofo and
he's the great comedic mind of our time.
Yeah, Filthy Frank, is that the pink guy?
Yeah. Dude, that's some good shit. Also, it's such a weird thing, like, that transition to Joji, like, it worked. Like, how could that work?
Well, even that one, even the first video where he introduces himself as George... It's fucking crazy because he's like he's sitting in a bathtub and it's like he's like, hey, what's up? My name's George. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazier than like Daniel Day-Lewis because no, because it's been YouTube. So you're like, there's no fucking way he's been this guy all the whole time.
Right.
I've only seen this representation of him.
Speaking of representation, it's the Who Goes There podcast, episode 384. This is Jorge.
This is Rhett.
And this is Jacob.
Ooh, you have to do it now. You got to do it.
Do what?
He's got to introduce himself.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
I'm trying to catch up, that's for sure, with the insanity
you
here.
You don't have to keep up with it, man. No, look, you be you.
You can't force it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
You know what's crazy is I talk like this in front of like my two best friends from middle school that I still hang out with.
Yeah.
And it's going to take time, but it'll come out eventually.
It's fine, dude.
One day, you're like, who is this fucking guy?
I'm already saying that. It's cool, dude.
Ooh. How's your week been, Jorge?
My week has been good. We've making some progress in the backyard.
Oh, you got your pool going.
It's going. We've got some projects going on in the house. Yeah.
You not call them projects?
Well, no, they're literally projects. They're not like side projects.
I know. It went. It's a callback.
It's a callback
to last week. You said Matt's got some projects. It's kind of like an adaptation thing. You've seen Adaptation.
I have seen Adaptation.
When his brother says industry, and he's like, no, don't say industry. I love that part. I was like, that's me, but not, because I haven't done shit in the industry. Anyway, so you got the pool going on?
Yeah.
What else?
That's basically it.
Okay.
How many laborers did you hire?
I didn't hire any laborers. I just paid the pool company to hire. Dude, actually, speaking of which, so So they brought a trencher to dig trenches for the electrical. And at some point, the contractor, the pool guy, was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, we'll backfill all those trenches when we're closer." And so he gives us a call and he's like, "Oh yeah, Thursday we're gonna backfill the trenches." He sends one poor motherfucker with a shovel who spends all day with a shovel filling in trenches. Poor bastard.
Damn.
Sucked.
And you just let him.
I just let him.
You just let him lay there.
Because I paid for it.
He's just lying there.
Fuck yeah. that's fucking bird after me. Shit is good. But
anywho, yeah, that's so far.
What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to be done with these things. Like, I want the pool to be in the
rear view.
In the rear view.
You want to be in the pool.
Yeah.
With me.
Sure. Jacob.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll learn how to swim, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's crazy. You don't even have to learn how to swim, dude. There's a nice little waiting area on the shallow end.
I really suggest learning under... Okay, can you hold your breath underwater and all that? Or you freak out and shit?
Nah, I could do that, yeah.
If you tread the water under the water, bro...
And then do shadow boxing?
I mean, that's how I learned.
Hell yeah.
I learned to swim underwater first.
Creed 3 style, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro. That's a good man. Jonathan Majors, he's innocent, bro.
That man he ain't do no wrong. Yeah. No.
We don't, I mean, to be fair, we don't know, bro.
We don't know. There's we just know. Allegations right now.
It's a lot of allegations.
That's a lot.
It's fucked up. You know what, though? He did good. You doing good. He did good in the movie.
That's all that matters, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What are you excited about, Jacob? You mentioned this on the front of the thing, but I think it merits.
Oh man, just all of my attention is on Diablo 4.
Sheesh.
Dropping tomorrow at 4 p.m. for me because I'm a Blizzard shill and dished out the $100 special edition and then bought a $100 special edition for Courtney and then bought $100 collector's edition that doesn't come with the game.
It just comes with the statue.
It's just
right?
A bunch of cool shit. Yeah. I'm like the most diehard Diablo fan. Me and Paul, my brother, been playing that shit since the first game and second one mostly. Yeah. So this is a big release and it's probably got the most ridiculous marketing I've ever seen for a fucking video game, like cross promotions.
Really?
KFC, you know, buy these chicken sandwiches and get like a cool axe in the game called like the Fowl. Wow. And then they got, they did a tattoo.
Now they're doing that.
They did a tattoo tour across the US where they stopped by and did like these pop up things. They painted a cathedral in France, like an actual like 500 year old cathedral. And they painted like a Baroque style, like painting fucking on the ceiling of like a Diablo mural. And you could have your character or whatever, like in a sweepstake painted on there. And what else do they do? I don't know. They got like fucking Halsey doing like musical performance. Cause she has that song Lilith, who's like the main demon in Diablo. And yeah, it's the most ridiculous shit. So I was hoping like this game better not fucking suck with, you know, how much money they're dumping.
Halsey's in Maxine coming out too, right?
Yeah.
She's making moves
we
everywhere.
We played the beta. Or I played the beta. You played the beta.
Yeah.
You're a beta.
It's true. It was pretty good.
I liked it. Yeah.
The open world stuff of the multiplayer, I really liked it.
Yeah. Everyone was scared.
Those little instances of the... Exactly. Was really cool.
Yeah, people were scared it was going to be like some MMO with like thousands of players everywhere. It's too crowded, but it didn't feel like that at all. And they already lifted the embargo, so the review embargo, and it's already getting like eights and nines and stuff like that. You know, there's no pay to win microtransactions or any scummy shit like that. It's all just cosmetics and
except for if you buy the special edition, then you get your
hell yeah,
solid upper 80s on Metacritic. Okay,
it's no Zelda.
Whoa,
how's that coming along?
It's not.
Yeah.
I haven't played it. I haven't played shit the last week.
Uh-oh.
I just been, what we've been doing? See, you're doing good.
See, the last recording, we had like 3 months to talk about shit. Now it's just 1 week.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
But
it accelerates the show a little bit.
I am excited about something you're not going to make it to tomorrow, which is fucking Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And there is like hyperbolic. You like that? Probably not. Reviews going on. Some of them saying it's fucking the best. It's a contender for the best comic book movie ever made. It's better than the first one. All that kind of stuff. Did it sit? One person said it sits one tier above a masterpiece and is a genuine work of art.
Wow.
So I'm like, ah! Oh! I'm excited.
Did you recognize all those? I didn't know there's that many like comic book Spider-Men out there. There's not. Yeah.
I mean, there are. I mean, there's quite a bit, but I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm sure there.
Because I know like Oscar Isaac plays some.
Yeah, I saw he's on the fucking cast.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see the teaser trailer for the new Spider-Man game?
Yeah, I watched some gameplay. It looks great, cool.
Man. It's got black suit Spider-Man in
it. Yeah, doing all the symbiote shit.
Oh, you know what else had that? Spider-Man 3, dude.
Yeah, but this is better, and dude.
Tony Todd is the voice of Venom. Yeah.
Well, I guess that works out. Venom. that's a good song, dude. Venom. Venom. Did you watch anything?
What did I watch? No, just this movie and shit. Come back to me. Shit, it's been a blur. A lot of games.
I got you.
Yeah, we'll get to games.
Hey, something I didn't get to mention last time, but I do want to endorse, and I heard about it from a few of our listeners on Patreon, and it's available on Netflix now. I finally watched it. I've watched it twice. It's called Holy Spider, and it's an Iranian film.
Holy Spider!
It's fucking dip. But it's based on a true story about a serial killer that was killing women that were prostitutes, and the thing was Allah was telling him to kill the prostitutes, and which is like, okay, so we get to unpack this issue with the, you want to talk about toxic patriarchy, like, whoa. But then the people in the city were like thanking him for cleansing the streets and shit. And the thing was, when he'd get like with the prostitute, if he started getting a hard on, that was like her tempting him. And that was the devil. So Allah give me strength to kill her instead of fuck her.
Dope.
Right?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's called Holy Spider, and it fucking doesn't pull any punches, and it came out, I believe it's a 2022 thing. Definitely recommend that one.
Okay.
Sophia. Hi, Sophia. Mm. It's not horror, but we watched a movie called 1001. It's available on Peacock. We had wanted to see it in theaters earlier this year. It's a great film, though. It's a really great film.
It's a prequel to 2001, dude?
yes. No, but 1001 is about it's a charming tale of a mother who snatches a child up because he's being abandoned, and then she takes him as his own in ghetto New York and raises him as her own child. And basically, it puts a lens on a bunch of stuff you don't usually see in film. And it's a first time director; it's her first feature film, but she'd done a couple short movies. And she really has a really distinct style. Her favorites are, I saw an interview with her. Her favorites are Scorsese and Spike Lee. And you could see influences of both. But it gives, basically though, her characters, they're not like perfect people. And by the end of this fucking thing, you will cry.
Okay.
Great fucking movie. Great performance too. But then, this movie. Have you heard about this movie, Missing?
No.
Searching and Missing?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had seen Searching, and I know, you know, I always talk shit. I shouldn't say always. About found footage. That's not my thing. Yeah. However, there are exceptions. And so you would think, like, why would I be interested in something like Searching where the whole movie takes place on screens?
Yeah.
But I think structurally it's pretty fucking, like, what's the word you like using? The audacity. But it's like, it's going to get somewhere, and someone had to do it. And I thought Searching was pretty, it's kind of forgettable. I don't really remember it, but I remember just being like, wow, I can't believe you moved the whole plot with these fucking screens. But it is super modern.
Yeah.
So Missing, like, takes what they did with that and doubles down on it. And it was engaging up to, like, the halfway mark, at which point I just started getting pissed off. I just started being like,
I heard people say they actually enjoyed it more than the last one.
That I know, and I guess I get why, but there's too many. It's so contrived, like where it ends up, dude. It's still ingeniously structured to like do this, to be able to fill the time this way. But once they start doing, like, once it gets to, like, the fourth fucking Shyamalan twist, I'm like, I'm out. But it's on Netflix for people who are curious. And I mean, you know, regardless if I didn't like the whole second half, like, it's pretty amazing to put that shit together with just screens like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give it that. But I want you to watch this. You could just get mad.
Okay.
I hope you get mad at it.
Is it my kind of jam for that sort of thing?
Probably not. I think you'd have a similar reaction to me. You're on board the first 45 minutes and then you're pissed.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yeah, you'll watch it though. You'll finish it and you'll be pissed. But I think it's got like a...
That does sound like me, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it has like a 7.1 IMDb, which is fucking pretty good. I saw The Covenant, the movie that...
That's what I wanted to hear, yeah.
That Jacob mentioned last episode, and I found a single Showtime, and we saw it on fucking Memorial Day.
Sounds about right.
Who was in your theater?
It was a pretty good spread, actually. There was a couple couples our age, and there were some elderly people, and there were some families.
Did they stand up and salute the flag, dude?
No, it was pretty packed. I don't want to say packed, but it's the only theater showing it in San Diego still, and it was Memorial Day.
It wasn't like my viewing of Hacksaw Ridge opening night, and all the old people got up and just started fucking standing ovation.
Wow.
So yours wasn't like that.
No.
That's good.
No, but all the stuff that you mentioned, like your issues with, I didn't really have an issue with the dialogue or anything. And
that's good.
Yeah, but this, I don't want to call it a rug pull, but when it gets to like midway through and the film changes direction.
Yeah.
I was just completely like, and then the music starts swelling and it starts doing these fucking sprawling shots of like the wilderness and like that whole thing. I'm like, this is cinema. Like, this is the thing.
Yeah, like, what's this fucking British director who just wears suits 24/7, like, making a movie like this?
Well, especially if you look at, like, Wrath of Man, like, that's so flashy. And this was, like, really, like, no, I'm not going to do that here.
Yeah, he's restrained for most of it and then plays his cards, you know, when it's important. And
Yeah. And the combat was great. It reminded me, and then, because one of the games that I've seen people play a lot, like, I didn't play it very much, but I watched fucking guys play it when I was managing the Sober Living years ago, was fucking The Phantom Pain.
Okay.
And I totally got reminded of watching, like, because the landscape. Yeah. And it does look like they're outside fucking LA, but Afghanistan kind of looks like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of got it like that. But then the whole, like, where it goes too, like, it's not like a rah-rah, like...
Yeah.
Pro-America movie, but it's also not hating on the soldiers, but it's also very clear-minded in a very clear-minded and sober way, saying like, we fucked these people over.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved his personal arc, Jake Gyllenhaal, and the last scene where he like freaking nods and it's like, now you can sleep, now you're free.
Yeah.
Which was dope.
The music is fucking crazy.
You were absolutely right about the score. It's one of my favorites of this year so far.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Christopher Benstead.
It was a beautiful film, Jorge.
I'm in.
It was dope. Watch it. It was dope. And then a big surprise with that movie. And then they had the fucking Succession and Barry finale of both series on the same day last Sunday. And I know, you know, if you're watching it, then you already know, and you guys aren't, so I won't bore you to death, but they were fucking phenomenal.
Well, if that's it with yours, I'll piggyback off that. Do you have any more?
That's it.
I started Barry and Succession.
Bobby!
Yeah. I think I mentioned that last time. I watched a couple Barry. Episodes, and then Succession.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really digging those. And I think I got some spoilers for Barry, unfortunately, I think.
What do you mean?
Some character stuff for the finale for Barry on social media.
That's a bummer.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, so that was annoying. But
try not to. I mean, it's going to be tough with Succession.
Yeah, but I love how digestible Barry is, for sure.
Oh, for sure. No, dude, that's what I mean with Succession. There were certain episodes where I was kind of on my phone while it's on in season two also, and they're just so dense. And then I would watch, I rewound it, and then I realized, I was like, oh, they're just talking. It's like, yeah, that's the show. Like, they're not just talking. Like, a lot fucking happened in this scene.
So, I couldn't believe how much I fucking hate, love that family.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to.
He's fucking hilarious, though, isn't he? Fucking Culkin.
Dude. He's probably my favorite, for sure.
Yeah. But he's a total fucking... Like, and that's the thing. All this shit gets scummy. All I say is all this shit gets where it's going.
Yeah.
It does.
And I couldn't believe I was so just attached to the screen watching these scumbags. They're so like just, you know, playing like baseball in the first episode and having, you know, that one kid play,
offering him a fucking life altering thing like on a whim.
Holy shit. I was like, okay, that's when it actually sold me. I was like, I'm in. Like this is fucked. Like,
well, because it's making these real world examples of like, oh, like, yeah, it's that the difference between their tier of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like for sure. But yeah, it gets a lot more interesting. So it's like Will Ferrell is a producer, Adam McKay, I think, are executive producers. And then Mark Mylod is one of the directors, and he works on the show a lot, and that's the guy who directed The Menu.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And they have those like after the show recaps. I mean, it's fucking dope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of our listeners, J.K. Cheeseburger, was saying it was the best show on TV. I didn't know if I agreed with him at the time, but after the season four, it's one of the best things I've ever fucking seen on TV. The season four, and I love that it's four seasons, and like where it ends, it's like, yeah, it has to end here.
Hmm. I heard the finale was perfect.
It was fucking perfect, dude.
Kind of overshadowed the Barry finale. Would you say that?
I was really impressed with Barry. I was super happy we watched Barry first, and then even Sophia, who hasn't really, she's only watched a few of Succession because she didn't like it. Like, she watched that whole episode and was just enthralled. And then, like, now she likes the show more because she thought they were kind of, like, condoning them, you know? She didn't like Wolf of Wall Street either for the same reason.
Yeah.
Not that she didn't say it was good, it was well done, but she's like, I don't fucking care. I don't want to see this guy, like, glorified. And it's like, he's not glorifying him. It's just like, you know, he's empathizing that he's living fucking super decadently and, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But she's all, it's a total guy fucking movie, right? And I'm like, oh.
No pain and gain for her.
That's a good point. You know, it is a guy movie, you know? But yeah, she was like, even her, by the end of that fucking episode, I was like, which one did you think was better? She's all, well, I mean, you know, they're two different things, but Succession, that was
yeah.
That was really good.
Shit.
Yeah.
So the, now I remember why I couldn't even remember the two movies I watched because they're not even horror related and they're just depressing as shit. But one of them I've seen like five times and I just loved it. It won Best Picture a few years ago. I watched Spotlight.
Oh yeah,
with Michael Keaton and Mark Ruffalo.
That last year.
That movie's good. It's gets me all choked up and shit, and it's crazy. It's all about, you know, the whole
Catholic Church.
Yeah, the Catholic Church and the abuse of children and
moving around they move them around.
Yeah. The whole,
like, here, go fuck kids over here.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that the authenticity of it, like when you read the making of it, they had all the real life journalists always there on set, like even delivering the lines in front of them so they can try to copy it.
Well,
and rearranging their desk exactly how they did. Just everything was like a replica. And I liked how there was no like crazy character driven shit with the journalists. It's like a procedural.
Yeah.
How it's just here's the investigation. This is how we did it. And
very clear headed.
Yeah. Something we'd never expect to win a Best Picture, but I think it was, it deserved it.
I think it did too. And it's, I think the movie, I don't want to say is fading into obscurity already, but it's like, dude, this should be, again, it won Best Picture. Good job. But it should be a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Like the whole fucking thing should be a bigger deal still.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, well, that's old news. No, it's not. Like, that's fucked.
It showed how fucked it is, yeah.
Yeah, and same thing with the Boy Scout. It means you literally don't know what the fuck's going on ever. So remember that for next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then the other movie I watched, I was like, yeah, since we're talking about just abused people, I watched She Said, the Harvey Weinstein. Good. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I forgot I watched that too, but I was, yeah.
Yeah, so I just had like a crazy double feature of... woke. Yeah.
You're fucking woke right now. He's super... Which is good. No, she said was really good. One, did you watch Women Talking?
No.
I could not fucking stand it. You know
really?
What it was? All these women talking. No, just kidding. No, but I'm just like.
True.
No, dude, no. Base. It was, I'm really not trying to sound like all stupid like that, but it was not my thing. It was just not. Of all the nominees last year, I was in that theater fucking suffering. And at one point, this is one where I just started like snoring. Like, Sophia's like, you're snoring. You're snoring.
it's
so
movie.
Bad that I'm snoring in the movie called Women Talking.
That's a really red pilled opinion there.
It's what happened. And honestly, she wasn't big on the movie either. Like, I think it would make a fine stage play. Because the majority of the movie is literally them having conversations in a barn. It's
What's that religion? Not the Manichaeans. Is it the Manichaeans?
Mennonites?
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the Manichaeans? Manichaeans? What's the Manichaeans?
I don't know.
The Mennonites. Yeah. Yeah, the Mennonites.
Is it like modern day, right? That's kind of like the twist. It's like...
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, that, don't get me wrong. Like the topical thing and it's... But as a film, just not my get down.
Yeah.
Manichaeism. A dualistic religious system with Christian, Gnostic, and pagan elements. Founded in Persia in the 3rd
century. No, see, Manichaean, yeah. Forget that. Manichaean, those guys are dope because they have Gnostic elements. These are not dope. These Mennonites just fucking hate women and love Christ.
That's decidedly not dope.
And they love hay barrels and shit. That kind of thing. You're talking about big stacks of hay, hating women, and the women are
trying. Yeehaw!
Yeah. You know what I mean? That whole thing. So she said and... What was the other one?
And Spotlight, yeah. And then besides that, just the usual shit I rewatched like a million times. Binged watched True Detective season one and like one sitting. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Dude.
That's like a yearly thing at this point.
We went to my neighbor's house next door, obviously. And we were talking about like, oh, like what's your favorite thing on TV? And I was like, look. I know, dude, Sopranos and fucking...
The Wire
yeah. And all this, but I go, fucking hands down, the best season of television ever, ever, True Detective season one. Everybody was like, oh,
X-Files season four.
Fuck out of here with that. All of the seasons combined of X-Files don't equate
Game of Thrones
to
season
a
eight.
Single season. Of True Detective season one.
It's, yeah.
It's perfect.
What about Mando, dude?
It's perfect.
It has Baby Yoda, dude.
It's not even Baby Yoda, dude.
Dude, it's still like Yoda. They just didn't.
But it's a baby, dude.
It's a baby, dude.
Oh, dude.
I have that shirt, dude.
Do you, dude? You got a Baby Yoda shirt?
You got a Target?
No. No, fuck no. Nah, dude, I'm never watching that shit. I watched the first episode. I was like, yeah, people are right. This really captures the feel of it. No more.
Yeah, because of that, I'm out.
I'm okay. Like, fuck off.
Don't let them win. Yeah.
No, I can't.
Man, we were watching, we've been watching Star Wars with the kids lately. We've gotten through A New Hope, and we just finished Empire Strikes Back. And I recorded them the moment when he goes.
They didn't know? Like, they had from cultural
zero
osmosis?
Fucking idea, dude.
What?
And I captured it, and it was fantastic. My son's just like fucking hands in his mouth, like fucking like. No,
that's viral content right there.
Fucking great, dude. Because I knew it was coming up. Like they're having their fight on the bridge, and you know he starts having. He told me you killed him.
It's fucking good. That's not true. That's impossible. It's fucking dope, dude.
It is dope, man. But it was a good little moment. I was happy.
That whole fight before it too. He's just toying with. We're not going to talk about Empire Strikes Back right now. We don't have to do that.
We just did.
Yeah.
It's cool. We can do whatever we want. Fuck you.
It's fucking dope. What else?
Other than Diablo, what have you been playing? Or what are you looking forward to playing?
Oof.
Or what have you been playing?
Street Fighter 6 is coming out also the same day as...
Oh, yeah. They said it's great.
Diablo 4 is getting great reviews. They said it's the best Street Fighter they've made. I mean, 5 was kind of a disaster with how they rolled that out with a lot of like paid content. Like,
yeah. What art style are they going with on this one? More of that 3D, or are they going like...
Yeah, it's very street, very urban, the street and Street Fighter type of thing. And they got like this whole solo story mode where you're just traveling. It's kind of like Mario Odyssey on the Switch, where it's just like this open world fucking around with people. And you can literally choose a fight with anybody in the world. You can punch an old lady, and then it turns... The camera goes side-scroller, and then it turns into an actual fighting game, and you can just fight anybody, and it becomes kind of like part beat-em-up, part one-on-one fighting game, like Street Fighter. You create your own characters, and people are already making, like, you know, dick-shaped head people. Like, it's one of those crazy character creators.
Always.
Yeah, so it's wonky as hell. It's very... Very Capcom in that style, in that sense.
Always got to be dicks.
Got to be about that dick.
So I'm happy with that. I like fighting games. I'm not too crazy. I'm a terrible at them, but I love fighting games and Tekken 8.
Oh, dude, take this guy on fucking Marvel vs. Capcom.
Are you trying to fuck with me?
The only fighting game he's like halfway decent on, and he still sucks at it.
Oh,
I only suck against the Asian kid with GamePro that knows all the air combos.
And even then, I'll still trip him five times and piss him off.
Who's your? Who are your main?
It's a Spider-Man. Let's see. It was hold on.
Spider-Man's one of them for me.
Spider-Man. He'll
fucking trip you from across the fucking screen.
Spider-Man, Captain Commando, right?
Nah, I moved away from Donovan stuck with the Commando though.
Okay, it was Spider-Man Jin?
Nah, that's a Donovan one too. I like Hayato.
Oh, okay.
Got the fucking long ass swords.
Yeah.
And then I would mess with Captain America and Strider.
Okay.
And then you get some fuck who comes in with Zangief and just beats your fucking ass. He gets like a quarter of his fucking energy bar down and all three of your guys are dead with Zangief. It was just like, what are you doing?
You gotta know how to counter that shit, homie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I fucking countered you.
No, you didn't.
You don't know shit about video games.
You don't know shit about video games, dude.
Wait, who else did I use? Oh, Jill. I used Jill a lot. She had a fucking cool variety of fucking stuff.
Okay.
She really had a nice variety of attacks.
So I've been playing Risk of Rain still.
Yeah.
But I started playing Halls of Torment. I don't know if you know about this.
No.
So it is a Vampire Survivors-like in the art style of Diablo 1. And it's fucking dope. I highly recommend it.
Is the game out or is it just the demo? Because I did get like the demo of it.
It's whatever it is that's out, it's good.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it just came out actually. Yeah. Okay.
What an endorsement, bro.
Oh, it came out like a week ago.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Which one is this?
Halls of Torment. You haven't fucked with this style of game yet. It's basically
they call them Bullet Heavens instead of Bullet Hells.
Bullet Heavens, yeah. Auto Battler. It's not an auto battler because that's something else. But essentially, Rhett, now that you're like video games again.
Well, what the. All right, go on.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a bad thing to say.
Okay.
So there was a game a couple years ago that came out called Vampire Survivors, where you basically...
I remember, and it looked like a fucking mess.
And it looks like hell.
But it's totally dope game fun. Yeah.
Well, there's been, you know, clones of it, and now they've got one that's in the style of Diablo 1 artwork.
Mm.
But it's got its own thing. Yeah. You can actually aim a little bit with your weapon. It's fucking super fun.
Yeah, I played the demo of that. Yeah, that looks cool. I didn't know the full release finally came out.
But yeah, super fun.
Let me show you something super fun and see what you think about that.
Okay, have you played it?
No, it's Foo Fighters' new album.
Oh.
It has a 92 on Metacritic.
That was a game.
I don't believe these fucking critics at all.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even gonna listen to it. I'll report back to you, not to this show.
I want you just to, me personally.
I want you to know how wrong they fucking are.
Oh boy. All right. Well, we're gonna. Wait.
Did you hear who their drummer is replacing Taylor Hoffbucker?
The son, right?
No, Josh Freese. It's Perfect Circle.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
That's weird.
But the motherfucker could play anything.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But good job getting Josh Freese.
Good job.
So I guess it's a good thing that Taylor Hawkins died. What? Oh. I just want to throw one of those. I can't just do this kind of shit by myself, Jorge. You know what I mean? I do want to keep it going.
That was a good episode.
Let's keep it going.
Studio 666. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Let's go.
That was a mean-ass fucking episode.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, we're going to go back to the old way of doing things. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk about a movie.
Fun?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jorge, guess what?
What, dude?
We're back!
Oh, we're bringing back an old meme.
Yeah.
But we are back.
Yeah.
Hey, Rhett.
Yeah.
Can you tell new and returning listeners about Patreon, please?
Returning listeners. Hello, there's new listeners too? You think there's new listeners?
Fucking wow. Hopefully.
So I want to tell you about something. If you go to this www.patreon.com /, not the dash is that hyphen mother the thing, right? So we want a slash.
We want a slash.
Who goes there?
Podcast. Yep.
www.patreon.com patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast. If you go there, you can sign up and help us support the show. And what do they get? What do they get if they
right now we're We're gonna be doing some stuff, but you know, do what you can.
Do what you can.
We're back.
We're gonna rework the tiers. The not T E A R S, not those tiers. We're working the there's
well, that's
tiers.
You. I feel like we're gonna cry a little bit. We're gonna cry a little bit.
And but yes, usually you get access to exclusive content. And then there's stuff around Christmas time.
There's exclusive stuff going on in this episode also.
That's true. That's already happening.
It's already been happening.
We talked about some bullshit for a full hour before the show proper. Mm-hmm. And some of it was pretty good. And
some of it was garbage.
Yeah. It enables us to continue doing the show. The show's fun. We love doing it. We love watching these movies and talking like idiots and getting to discuss this stuff. But it's not free. Mm-hmm. In fact, it costs several $1,000s a month just to
for the price of a Starbucks coffee.
Yes,
yeah.
For the price of a Starbucks coffee, mm-hmm. you could help us out and help us do this show.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, and thank you to our Patreon subscribers and long-term Patreon subscribers. And again, thank you for sticking around during the break and the transition.
Even if you're not a Patreon subscriber, we love you.
That's usually what I say.
But now I'm taking it from you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. I guess if I'm doing
now
the pitch,
now you're the
I
shill.
Have to be the one asking for money and you are supporting the ones.
I can be magnanimous.
Yeah, if you don't fucking give us money, you fucking suck.
Oh, dude, don't say that to me, dude. That's not fair.
That's how that goes now.
Look, dude, we have...
It's us and them mentality.
We probably have more listeners that aren't Patreon subscribers. So we have to, you know...
Definitely.
Be thankful to them, too.
I would hope so. I hope so. I hope that's the case.
It's just 10 people.
Yeah. We have 10 Patreon and 12 non-Patreon. I don't think it's
You know what, dude? Even if we did, it's chill.
Yeah, it's going to be all right.
This is for you. 12 people. So there goes our podcast. Watched a little film called Project Wolf Hunting. Original title, Neogdai Xianyang.
Good job.
It's perfect.
I probably got pretty close there. I'm not going to lie.
You're pretty good with the Korean stuff.
I'm not. That's not even a little true.
I would know because I speak Korean.
Written and directed by Hong Soon Kim. Starring Seo Eun-guk. I'm not even...
What was that?
I have to at least give myself a marker there, you fucking scum.
Oh my god.
That's the best part of the show so far. Look, I'm not going to try to pronounce these names because I know I cannot and I don't want to sound offensive. So we're just going to say it's starring a bunch of like...
What
really,
a cook.
I'm half Filipino. It's okay.
Do you want to pronounce them?
No.
No. All right. This is a strange film.
That's one way of saying it.
First off...
That's one way of saying amazing.
First off, I gotta say I love it.
Oh, okay, right that's good.
Right off the bat.
Yes. As you should.
But. Mm-hmm. It's 2 hours and five fucking minutes.
Yeah, it is.
Brother, okay, so it takes a while to get where it's going.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And once it's there... I'm in. I'm fully good. It doesn't matter. It goes beyond needing a story.
I read IMDb like reviews from users that are like, it was this and this, but it has no good story. Like, shut up.
So with that, and with that,
movie.
With that said. Just cut out the stuff that's trying to be a story, and then this is damn near.
And they try hard. They go hard with the story,
dude. There's moments where it cuts back to like historical time, and I go, "Is this the same timeline? This doesn't. It didn't indicate that anything was different, but like it's. I don't know.
Some of the heaviest expo dumping in like the shortest amount of time." That late into a movie, like they reveal the hero of the story in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
It's crazy, dude. And like his motivations for being alive is nuts. Anywho, what'd you think?
Yeah, I want to know your thoughts.
I thought the first 50 minutes. Here's the thing too. When you on paper, you know, this premise is these fucking super dangerous criminals are getting transported on a what kind of ship is this? Freight ship.
Freight barge.
Freight ship from the Philippines to Korea. And so the cops are fucking, you know, they're at the mercy of these fucked up criminals, sadistic criminals, very dangerous. But then it turns out this freight ship is housing an even worse threat that's fucking a threat to everyone involved. And when you see that on paper, like, you know, the fact that this movie is as colorful and as vibrant as it is, and it's like South Korea knows how to, obviously, they do that. They do that shit, and they've been doing it. And they do it again here, like they, because it's all just one person. No, but I really appreciate it. It's not, this isn't about like stuff in the dark and blah, blah, blah. It's like super colorful, you know, right down to the costumes and everything and the whole aesthetic of it. It's got this like sun-drenched fucking atmosphere. Like even like when they're at like the docks at the beginning, they don't have to build like some crazy ass set.
They just have to be at a dock.
It's fucking cool. It's very cinematic it creates a whole world. And also there is like, because, you know, because we're over here, I've never been to Manila and I'm like, that's a big fucking dock. And I don't know if they filled in some stuff with CGI, but if they did, it looks real clean.
Yeah.
And all that. In any case, I found myself a few times in the first 50 minutes like, okay, I'm interested. I like the style. And but I could feel once they show, they give the first couple teases of the guy in the fucking engine room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, the aesthetic of this is really strong already. Like, because it looks so fucking, his design is so, I don't want to say grimy, but yeah, it's grimy, but
it's effective. Yeah.
It's very effective. And then when we finally get to see him come into fucking action. That scene, like, that's when I was like, I'm like, oh, and then I'm looking at the time, like, this has an hour more of this, like, this is some serious shit.
Dude, at that point, it's like an hour and 45 minutes more of stuff.
It's some serious shit when that guy fucking kicks in.
They do some, you know, it's, people say it's like Con Air meets The Predator, Universal Soldier.
And Terminator.
Yeah, it's got a lot of that Jerry Bruckheimer action in the beginning.
There's a bit of East meets West stuff here,
for sure. And the action is pretty solid. The gunplay's cool, and all the
raid,
the blood squibs, and all the crazy action and shit, and debris flying everywhere. It's pretty entertaining. And then, like you said, it just reveals this new villain, and you know, they establish that these prisoners are like the scum of the earth.
Yeah, it's incredibly gory before we even get to the gory part.
Before that, and that's the thing too. Like, you know, I was thinking, it made me think a few times of The Sadness. I mean, totally different movies, but
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and The Sadness, I wasn't too keen on because I didn't like, you know, I thought it lacked tension and I thought it was kind of repetitive. This didn't feel as repetitive to me. Like, it felt like each situation was kind of different, and they did have these kind of slashery tropes. Mm-hmm. Like, they got these sexy ladies on there. I'm not trying to be fucking a creep, but they have sexy ladies on there. There's one scene in particular.
Sexy men, too.
Well, that's you. You like that.
It's true.
I don't. I'm just kidding. Yeah, sexy men. Definitely sexy men. Especially the old ones.
The cop.
Mm. I like the cop.
The cop.
He's like kind of a weird cop.
No shit.
But I just wish he had a mustache. You know what I mean? The Korean cops never have mustaches.
No.
Or yeah, they probably do. But anyway, so like there's one though where the girl had just gotten out of the shower.
The nurse, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a super like slashery scene.
The most like pointless character in the whole
thing. Exactly. And then fucking you know that that's gonna go bad at the window, and it does. And I was happy about that.
I like the fact that like no character was safe.
It's nihilistic as fuck.
They're like, oh, you know this character you've been following that's like the villain that's like, oh, he's got the tattoo.
Yeah.
He's gonna be here for a lot. No.
As soon as they introduce him, the villain, that he's gone.
He went outright too, though. Like, he fucking looked at this guy and smiled and then said, fuck! Like, he's like, this is how I'm going out. Like, I'm going out on fire.
His head obliterated from a sledgehammer.
That's what I mean. That is not the brutality. Like, that's a different death than the previous ones.
He didn't even need a fucking sledgehammer either. No. He was just using it to be.
But the first
showmanship.
The first kill, he just punched that dude in the chest and he goes flying like fucking 30 feet.
That's great.
Yeah.
Was it a punch or was it a fucking? I think it was a Sparta kick.
Yeah, he did that. He headbutted a dude's like cheek off. It was all over.
There's, yeah. So there's all of that. And then I happened to actually, what it reminded me of too a bit was The Witch Part 1's The Subversion.
Yep.
Because it has, I think The Witch Part 1, The Subversion has a much better story, has much better like a world building around it. But this did some interesting stuff. I like the world. It felt like it's, I'm not saying this just because it's Asian cinema and it's not Japanese, but it's like an anime thing. It's like Ninja Scroll.
Oh, like last 20 minutes was like full anime.
Full anime yeah. style. Like, and because you got all these enhanced beings.
Yeah.
You got
a super SWAT. Yeah.
Yeah. These super enhanced fucking guys. And one of them's on the phone who's like the boss getting his fucking dick sucked by another dude. And then the guy starts fucking dying and like.
He stabbed him with his dick in the head.
I mean, that's an immediate extra star because he killed him with the D.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah, because he broke his neck, but he was really dying from being stabbed in the head.
Yeah, because the guy didn't fucking like just chomp his dick. That meant the dick was too strong for his jaw.
Traveler, my dick is too strong.
Sorry, spitting on you. Shit. So, I mean,
you can't handle this dick.
When you guys talk about what it does try to do, it's weird because it's so nihilistic and mean spirited and all this, but then it kind of dips into like melodrama. You know, and with the music, like the last scene in particular didn't hit right for me, but I get it's obviously they're trying to set up a bigger world. I really liked the reveal, actually, about the guy, because initially we're supposed to think he just killed his wife and kid. But then, but then we get like the thing.
He was framed or something.
He was framed, and that, because I think about that stuff a lot, like about MK Ultra Mind Slaves, dude, where these people like supposedly kill people out of nowhere, but it's like, nah, what if it was like some other shit and they're covering it up because they're a fucking MK Ultra Mind Slave with fucking electromagnetic powers, bro? Right?
Exactly.
You got to think about these things.
You do. I mean,
that's my spiel on the front end.
You got to think about it, dude, and then constantly. That's really the thing that you have to do.
All day.
Just
while you're paying your bills on your apps on your phone, have that just in the 25% corner.
Right in there.
There's like a scroll on the bottom of the thing, like, don't forget about the MKUltra.
MKUltra Adrenochrome. MKUltra Adrenochrome. Just cycling through.
It's a hell of a way to live. Jacob?
Oh, man, I love this movie. I bought it on Blu-ray a few months ago.
Yo, I don't know. You bought it.
And then...
You bought it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I was like, "What?"
Yeah. You're like, what?
I think aside from kind of the front end being a drags a tiny bit, you know, it's so close to being that type of film that you tell friends about and let them borrow like your movie. Like, you got to watch this. This is fucking like I watched it for the second time at the bar I go to, Cherry Bomb. We put it on the TV. It's streaming on Screenbox.
I was thinking about that. So like this doesn't seem like a very good bar film because there's so much time in between things happening. You're like, what are they? They're just talking in a room.
It's always colorful, it's not, though.
Yeah,
it's
but then like green but when orange, it hits though, the pacing when it hits, it's got that slasher like every 10 minutes you got a crazy kill, maybe even less than that. I mean, the body count I think was like 51. Yeah. The director said he used like 2.5 tons of blood in the movie.
He's a better Jason than Jason.
Yeah, I think he's got more kills. They compared it like the Jason, total dude. Kills. I think he's got way more kills than like all the Hellraiser movies combined.
Bro, so. One thing you may not have noticed is Jason has a hockey mask, dude.
Oh, dude.
And those look really cool.
You like the Predator vision?
I don't mind it.
I liked it for the brief instant that it was there.
Never touched on it again.
Shows up again.
Well, we need to know that he sees thermal. Like
that's all you
sense.
Need to know.
He is a wolf. They established that later that he's basically a human wolf.
Well, what's funny about it is like, okay, so they get through to establishing like what they've done. They've spliced in wolf DNA, and I'm like, I don't know that his behavior is particularly wolf-like.
Well.
You didn't do the whole point. It's Project Wolf Hunting. He's the wolf.
Yeah, he's the wolf, dude.
Well, you mentioned on the when you were starting out about how
choke a wolf.
No. But how they do a time jump. They do a flashback to 1943, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it got me looking into this stuff because I had heard about like the fucking the you know, obviously the Nazis had done a lot of experiments on people. But also, yeah, Japan did that shit too, right? And there's this dude, Shiro Ishii, who had Unit 73.
Oh, yeah, Kill Bill, dude.
Yeah, exactly, dude. They're all, no. And then he performed cruel experiments on prisoners until he was apprehended by the U.S. government and then granted full immunity. As they are, you know, as they do.
Want to do.
That's the term I was looking for. I was going to say won't to do, but it's want to do. But yeah, that's a Google. That's a good Google right here. Unit 731. Because it's rooted in a reality.
You know this one. What's the movie that is like a fake documentary about the...
Oh, the sun. Something of the sun.
Maybe you know. Oh, shit. What
this
is
feels
it?
Like a you thing. Oh, it's not a you thing. No. Maybe it's a he thing.
Matt had seen it, and I wanted to watch it.
It's basically like a fake documentary of the human experiments that the Japanese did during World War II.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's gnarly. Like, there's, like, intestines popping
Men Behind
out.
The Sun.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wanted to watch that with Threads, but...
Is it just, like, an exploitation kind of...
Kind of, yeah. It's, like, it's a faux documentary. It's along those lines, yeah.
Yeah, like, did you see Threads?
No, I didn't. I loved the episode though, and I was like, damn, this is. And then I was a week later, I was at the bar, and this guy was talking about it, and he was like, that's one of my favorite movies and shit. And I was like, damn, okay.
It's Jorge's favorite movie.
I enjoyed it.
I really liked that BBC fucking feel of absolute desolation. But, that's kind of that's set up like a documentary as well.
Yeah.
But it has like moments of human drama too. I would. That would be a really depressing evening watching those back to back.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Exactly. I'm glad you're here.
I watched Spotlight. I'm ready. Let's keep going.
Threads is pretty fucking oppressive, honestly.
I will say, too, like it never gets old in this film. We're watching Alpha just beat the living shit.
Yeah. It's like just bonking heads and cracking skulls over and over, but it doesn't get old.
There are times when he gets a little crazy with it. He's like, I'm going to use a gun this one time.
Yeah.
It's fucking wacky, dude.
He sweeped someone's legs, but then just kind of chopped them off. stomped on some guy's head.
He kneecapped some dude, and he just does not give a fuck, and I love it.
I like the boss, too. Well, not the boss, but the guy running underneath the boss that was real pissed off about the people's incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I thought he was great before he even got to the ship. Oh, yeah, and I love that they get to the ship, and the chick comes out like, there's this monster here, and a blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, you're dead, because you can't know about this.
Right.
Like,
shouldn't have said shit.
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, when those guys show up, they just annihilate kind of like the rest of the cast. And then it kind of just becomes like one man versus an army.
Okay. What was the whole point? Not that I'm like, oh, I need to know. But so
I'm not going to lie. I had to look up like a little bit of the plot afterward. I was like, wait, maybe I don't. I felt like there was some glaring plot hole about like the objective of whether they knew.
Okay, so as I understand, okay, they're transporting these criminals. They're basically extraditing them from the Philippines to Korea, to Busan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the same time, there is...
Well, that guy made sure to have that dude put on the ship. I remember that part.
Yeah, so there's... Alpha gets put on the ship for Project Wolf Hunting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is all used for anti-aging, right? Or something like that? That's what he's like...
Adrenochrome.
Yeah,
adrenochrome.
Disguise the truth in this story. Again. There they go.
So they've got Alpha on the ship.
Yep.
Then at some point, the people, the military guys take over the harbor police thing, right? To do what? Not that I give a shit. I'm just trying to understand.
To be dope. To be dope and colorful.
It's just one big coincidence.
You lost me, bro. Yeah. You lost me. You're looking for like...
I know. I'm doing the thing.
No. I appreciate it, though, because... It's you got me, man. To do they your last part. Go back to that last part.
To do what?
To do they want to do what? To do what? What was it right before that?
Well, that's what I mean. So they've got Alpha on the ship.
Yeah.
To kill everybody?
I don't think it was.
And then they come in to kill him?
No, I thought the little homie who got framed made sure to have him on the ship because didn't he hack the computer or something?
That's right. Yes, at the police computer.
Which is even way
way sillier.
Which, yeah. But I think that's why it's almost like they wrote that in because of you, someone like you trying to mention this plot or like, oh, we got to film this scene where he like hacks the computer.
So, yeah, let me be I'll be a little more objective for a second. Like, look, Predator, right? Predator's light on the story. It's got a very basic setup, but they do have the little bit of intrigue about the they got double crossed and they got brought in. They were told it was for this and it was for something else. And that's as far as that story goes. And it benefits from that because it's just stripped down as simple as fuck. So I think, yeah, this gets unnecessarily convoluted to the point where we can barely determine coherently what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I mean,
but yes, that is an issue.
Not that it matters one way or the other, but there are times when they're shifting locations and characters. And I don't know, I can't for the life of me figure out, are they on the ship? Are they in the harbor? Are they in the past? Are they in some other room? There are times when I'm like, okay, well, cool, man.
Yeah,
get me to the next alpha kill. Let's
random gang shootings and stuff. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, was that framed? Was that all set up for him? You know, just to massacre all these people? I don't know. It was weird.
It's a bit choppy.
A lot of screenwriting gymnastics, kind of.
That's part of its charm.
I agree. It is a little bit.
Yeah, I throw out all of my like movie critiquing rules if I have any kind of. I throw them out for a movie like this. I just kind of I like the kills and yeah.
Oh, well, I got it. Well, because it becomes about like I don't. So, because like you said, it does take a minute getting there, but I like the style enough, and then it's the experience. Like by the end of it, I'm like, that was heavy. That was grimy.
Mm-hmm.
It was colorful and heavy and grimy,
sweaty. Yeah,
I gotta give you credit for that.
It is very sweaty, dude. You are 100% right on that.
It's a sweaty movie. It gets me sweaty. You know what I mean?
Totally.
What else? What else? Did you ever see The Witch, The Subversion?
I wanted to, but I knew enough about it that when I watched this, that was like one of my first like comparisons in my head. I was like, I think this is very similar to, based off the episode you guys did.
It was really good. And I know the sequel's out.
Yeah.
It's on Shudder, I believe. And I haven't watched the sequel yet. But yeah, it did some real promising world building in that. And they had a real interesting setup about the enhanced people in there. Like the more trauma they were exposed to, the more powerful it became.
It's me, dude.
The more violent they became. Violent. The more powerful they got more powerful for being more violent, which is like, oh, why haven't we seen that before? Because that's convenient for this film.
did you guys have a favorite kill?
That sledgehammer's pretty dope.
Yeah.
The sledgehammer is dope, especially to me because sorry, I'm chewing shrimp. You mentioned there's a bunch of squibs, and it didn't really bother me because it still had this. Well, I know that's the point, right? So it shouldn't. But if it was just that, I would have been like, "This is repetitive." But it had like pulpy fucking skin and flesh, and it showed people's faces being maimed.
I think like did you punch a dude's jaw off or something.
Yeah. It was fucking disgusting. It's great.
Yeah,
you know, and like stepping on that guy's head and all that kind of stuff. But the sledgehammer thing, like, it shows that nub of his neck left. And it's like, I'm convinced that looks like his head got ripped off. And that he's got, like, fucking bone right there sticking out of his neck.
Yeah.
And that may seem like faint praise, but it's not. Because if you're going to do that scene, like, I need to believe what I'm seeing. And it didn't do a lot of these fucking pretty good horror movies recently, like The Queen of Black Magic. It had some really good gore and some really fucking great ideas. And for me, I was taken out of it. There was no tactile thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these scenes, it would have been just fucking repulsive because it was obviously CGI.
Yeah.
Too slick.
It's too slick and it looks weightless because it is.
You mentioned it earlier. That first kill, I'm second guessing myself whether it was a punch or whether it was a fucking Sparta kick. I just like that it sets up the fact that this guy is capable of a one-hit KO.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to survive an encounter with this dude unless they're a superhuman thing. Yeah. Right? So he's slamming people into walls 15 times when it's like, oh, they're dead already. They're fucking dead.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no shot here.
Yeah.
I like that Michael Myers kind of kill with that one woman, kind of stabbed her, was like up in the jugular and pinned her to the wall. That was
that's fucked up, pretty crazy. You like that?
Yeah, dude. I loved it. No,
it really says something about
you, dude. Yeah, you know what? I don't think you know this movie actually is pretty. It's pretty disgusting.
I think it says more about us than it does about the movie.
I think it says more about Dread Central that they'd have a site called Dread Central. Like that's supposed to be helpful to people, especially women.
Is like dread a good thing, dude?
Yeah, is dread good all of a sudden? Imagine all the people who are in dread throughout history.
Even right now.
And you're cool with that.
You're like the literal center of dread.
Yeah. It's because of you.
Yeah.
What else? What else? When you speak about like the direness of like where the guy shows up, like that's what I mean. It did feel, I don't want to say it felt like Terminator, but it does. It feels like it brings that old feeling back of like there's no fucking chance for survival with this guy.
They all split up. I thought it was going to be this cheesy, the cops and the prisoners are going to team up and have to take this guy down.
No, they just
split up and like every man for themselves, and that made it worse because they're splitting up and they're just picking everyone off.
I was getting bothered a bit. Like you said, Jorge mentioned earlier, like that the movie doesn't really give a fuck, like anyone can die, which generally yes, but the cop, like this cop was like, it's like a Capcom game. Like he's like a cop, but he's like super fucking adept. Like he was adept with the criminals. It's because he's the lead cop. So, yeah. You know, but, and he kept evading him like more times than anybody.
He bit his arm.
Okay, that's it. That's like my biggest problem with this movie. Cause not fucking consistent. He bit his arm off. That's like a jump the shark moment right there.
Well, I think what you missed.
At least he gets killed after that.
Is that he had his meat in his mouth, right? And he hit him on the top of the head, and it was his own force that cut off his own arm. How about that?
That would break his fucking face.
It did. He died.
He died.
He died, dude.
See, you doing good. Bring it down.
So stupid.
Well, you know, it's a start. It's the start of something. I can feel it. And then, what else? What else here?
I just like how kinetic it is. It kind of has a hint of that, I don't know, like some Korean action movies or Train to Busan. I don't know. It's very once it gets going, it's pretty fast paced. I like the energy of it and the flow of it. I don't know, like I really dig the pacing besides the first like 20 minutes. But yeah,
dope.
What else?
I think it's pretty universally liked.
I believe so too.
Yeah, a lot of Patreon members also enjoyed it,
It's on Screenbox right now.
It's streaming on Screenbox. I think there's only three movies even kind of worth watching on Screenbox. There's like nothing on there. Project Wolf Hunting is number one on there, and then Terrifier 2,
what's that, dude?
And then Cube, the Japanese Cube. That's it. I looked. It was like $20 for like a whole year right now for Screenbox, which ain't bad. So I did it. It's
for three movies basically.
Yeah, and then I realized there's only three movies. I'm like, shit.
I rented this for $4.
Samesies.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. You didn't sail the seas. You didn't.
I rarely do.
Yeah, me too. Because
you don't know how.
Everyone knows how. You Google free movies now.
Three, one, two, three movies.
Definitely,
one, two,
three. Definitely do that. Yeah. What are we watching next? Do we know yet?
We're watching Project Assfucker.
Isn't that this movie?
Yeah, I forgot to call it that. And so I definitely recommend Project Wolffucker to. Well, you know what though? I recommend it to most of our listeners. Some of you, even though you're horror fans, you may have different mileage with it. But like, dude, if you like horror. I love this hybrid thing. It's a horror.
I like Hybrid Theory.
Oh, dude. Don't get me started. That's our dark side of the moon, bro. What the fuck, man?
I fucked you up right there.
You fucked me up really bad. But like, it's an action horror sci-fi hybrid. It's like, you know, like that. And that's what the, you know, when we grew up we were born and growing up in the 80s. Those sci-fi action horror hybrids.
We were born with it.
Oh! So yeah, it does that, but Korean style. Korean style. Did I sound Korean?
No.
Okay, good. See? So I could sound stupid. I just can't sound Korean.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's the Korean virus movie. That's what it is.
I can't be like, never mind, I can't say it again because you'll have to put another marker.
I will have to
put another marker. You guys have been on the internet.
It takes place on a ship. I was like,
oh yeah, virus is great, dude.
Yeah, I was not like, good. You're it's like, you got Deep Rising, Virus, and now Project Wolf.
Virus is not a good movie. Ooh,
good call.
But it's fucking great, dude. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis just doing all she can with this shit ass movie. It's bad.
You know what was good about the best thing about Virus to me was the design of the
practical effects are crazy.
That
good.
Stuff's pretty good.
When you're able to lift it from the comic book, you know, like
I mean, it's more relevant now. It's the AI.
Oh,
yeah, it's scary.
James Cameron. Speaking of which, he wants to write, not executive produce, but write a new Terminator thing and reboot it based upon modern advancements in AI.
Just a $500 million Terminator movie.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I'm behind that. And
just ChatGPT writing the script.
And that's why somebody was like, yeah, well, he was involved with the last one. I'm not saying involved. He will be writing it. Like, he's going to conceive it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he can't write. Oh, okay. He just made Terminator ass. Who am I arguing with? I have to defend JC. I'll die on this.
Yeah, dude, it's I think there hasn't been a week that's gone by where you haven't mentioned JC in one way or the other.
Yeah. Well,
it's like that and Nolan. Yeah.
I like him.
I like him.
What are we doing next week? Let's figure that out.
Do we know? Are we close?
Cradle to the Grave.
Oh, shit.
You mean DMX
movie? That fucking movie, dude.
Wow, that's DMX and Nas, isn't it?
The soundtrack came up on my Spotify, and I was like, holy shit, like, it's time for a rewatch.
Is it DMX and Nas, or is it DMX and, like, Steven Seagal?
Is that Jet Li?
I don't know.
I thought it was Jet Li and DMX. I don't know.
You want to do a Jet Li month?
No.
That would be dope.
We talked about devil movies earlier. We had a conversation about that.
Maybe we could do devil movies.
Devil movies? Devil movies?
Devil movies?
Oh,
probably not. Probably we'll figure it out.
Yeah. There's something. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the Gozer podcast for Project Wolf Hunting. That was pretty good, I gotta say.
I'm happy because I picked the movie for this week and I was scared it was gonna be like your Dead Ringers episode.
And then everyone was. You're doing a reverse thing now. We already was like, yeah, let's do Project Wolf Hunting because you said it was good, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we picked it, you know. Yeah. So you can't Dead Ringers. That's because they're dumb. Clearly, if you listen to the show, you hear Jorge, you hear how he talks. He's not, you know what I mean? He just doesn't get certain things.
You guys were suspiciously, you were very quiet on the text. And I was so scared coming here. And I was like, they didn't say a single thing about the movie.
Well, you know what? Yeah, we try not to.
Okay.
Yeah, the only, look, truthfully, the only motherfuckers that did this thing where they talk about the fucking movie before we get on. This idiot and Matt. They're like, fucking just wait, you morons.
Matt got really, really bad with it after a while.
God damn, dude.
It would be a movie that I thought was fucking great, and I start getting texts at like 2 in the morning. He's all, what the fuck is this piece of shit? And I'm like, God damn, dude. I get like cortisol rush. Like seeing his like what an idiot! Yeah. Oh my god, that felt good. I haven't done idiot on here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's episode 384.
But yes, good pick, Jake.
In the bag. We'll see you next week when we talk about. I don't know. We'll fucking figure it out in a little bit.
We got to figure out a slate.
This is Jorge signing out.
This is Ree.
This is Jacob.
Oh, feels good.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.